How many times have you been married? That's the topic right now. J-Lo says she doesn't even count her first two. She was too young. Anonymous calling through this morning. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Good morning.
Good morning. So how many times have you been married?
Three, my lucky number.
Three times. So you're on to your third.
Yes, and it's very, very happy marriage.
You're in a happy way.
That's good.
Does the third marriage feel different to the first two?
Yes, absolutely. It's you just know when it's right. It was right from the very first date. You know, you just meet your soulmate.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
That's
love
wonderful.
That. You know, now did you feel with the first two that it was wrong though? Could you pick up that it was wrong?
Yes, but I would agree with J-Lo. You know, you marry for wrong reasons. You are young. You don't want to be alone, and you think it might work.
Okay. Well, thank you, Anonymous. Married three times. Michael, good morning.
Good morning,
mate. How many times?
Well, four times.
Four times. Wow.
So you're in your fourth marriage right now?
Correct.
Is it going to stick?
But the first, this one's lasted longer than all the rest put together. But
oh, wow.
The first one was a bit dodgy because it didn't last long. I was 16 and I ran away with the Belgium ambassador's daughter to Johnna Groats.
Oh, that's where you get married. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Michael.
And they got it annulled. Okay. So, yeah. No.
You're 16 years old, man. What were you in love? Like, what was going on at 16?
Oh, man. You know, thing like in life.
Yeah. Okay, so you did 16 years old then?
Yeah, but then I married a girl from England and then one from Scotland, and now I've been married to one. I've got a house in Thailand. I live in Dubai in Thailand.
Okay.
So I married a Thai.
Okay, and you're happy?
And I've been married to her a long time.
Okay. So what advice do you give to someone who is getting into a marriage for the first time?
Do you know something? A lot of people ask me this. A lot of guys in the office or guys I work with, they say, give us some advice. And I say, do you really want advice from me? Am I the expert?
Because because you've gone through a few.
Mm. You kind of figured out maybe some do's and don'ts, you know?
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, there we go. Thank you, Michael. And hopefully this one lasts forever.
Yeah.
Sarah, final call. Sarah, now, it's not about you. It's about your grandma.
Yes, that's correct. So my grandma has married for five times, and my grandfather is the fifth.
Your grandfather is the fifth. Your grandmother's gone five times.
Yes, correct.
What? I mean, did you ever speak to her about that?
No, we didn't, but it was kind of like, not a joke, but we joked about it in the family. It was like, finally, my grandfather, otherwise we'll not all be here. And she was like, oh, okay.
She doesn't really talk
about it. And has she got any, she got other kids from the other marriages?
No, that's the thing. My grandfather's first husband that she had children with.
There it is.
Interesting.
Interesting stuff. Well, there we go.
Yeah, so when we spoke to her before, I mean, I think my father once had opened up the topic with her, and she said she just didn't feel it. Like, she said, why should I be stuck in a relationship if I have to fake it? So I was like, okay, divorce.
See, I'd be so reluctant to get into someone, marry someone who's been married four times prior.
I know.
I couldn't do it.
Because you'd wonder why they've been married so many times. Like,
I would definitely say after four times that they're the problem.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, get it.
You know, the first two times, maybe three, okay. It's just but the fourth, you're like, okay, there's definitely something up with you. But hey, your grandma's been married now for a long time with granddad, right?
Mm-hmm.
She passed away. She's no longer alive.
Okay.
They stayed married till they both passed away.
Oh, well, there we go.
Wow.
There we go. So it does work. Yeah. Four times, five times around, doesn't matter, right? I guess when you find that person, the one that something clicks, that's it. That's the one.
Exactly. Absolutely. I think so, too.
And there it is. Well, I'm going two times around now. Hopefully I found the one that's going to click.
And this is it. This is the one, I think.
Inshallah.